The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller. Along with me on Mondays is Ron McDonald. And let's go to the phones. Charlie in Los Angeles. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, well, it's good news for the Bundys.
Yeah.
I just want to thank one more thing for the Bundys' freedom is the right to bear arms. This judge, if she could get away with it, would put these people in prison probably for the rest of their life.
Absolutely.
But I'm sure she was well informed that a range war could break out over this, and if anybody on the side of the government gets killed, nobody will go to work for the Bureau of Land Management. It won't even exist. So it was the right to bear arms that got these people out, because if they had control of the guns, she'd have locked them up.
And that is a very good point. Very good point.
You know, years ago in Knight County, a Bureau of Land Management guy went up in smoke when he turned the ignition key on his truck. And if I remember right, it was a county commissioner that was arrested for that crime. So that spirit in that part of the country still exists. So I think they, you know, in my opinion, they would have locked him up. And it's because we have the right to bear arms and they don't have control of the ammunition, they had to save their own personnel. Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
Well, before you run, Charlie, I hope you noticed what Ammon Bundy said. The question was asked of him, are you angry at the federal government? He goes, no. Who I'm angry with are the people in my state that allowed this to happen to me. And that's the key to this. That is the key to this, and it always has been. But everybody's convinced themselves that federal law is supreme. And if they want to run over the top of you, violate every God-given right that you have, well, they've got the ability and the firepower to do it. And that is going to stop. If they don't have, you know, they can have all their threats and they can have all their huffing and puffing, we're going to blow your house down. But whose house are they going to blow down if their limit to their power is restricted in an 11-square-mile area in Washington, D.C.? Come out here to the states and try to exercise that unconstitutional stuff, well, we're going to hand you your ass, is what we're going to do. But to do this nonviolently, folks, I'm here to tell you, now it's our turn to go after these county sheriffs, these city commissioners. Charlie, for God's sakes, 3-4 weeks ago, they had some county commissioner in Chicago that said he wanted to invite the UN in. And I was talking to an individual, I won't reveal his name, but he's in a position to know. He says, you know, the good old boy network out there, he said, I heard what you had to say. And he said, there are many people that are sitting back, and once they see UN troops on U.S. soil, that's it. The restoration project is on. And he said, there are so many, you would be amazed. And I said, well, I might be amazed if I could take a physical count. I said, but I'll believe you because I run into the very same thing, and I don't run in the same circles that you do, meaning military and law enforcement. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the Blue Helmets don't have never ran into the guys on the south side of Chicago. Okay, guys, have a good night.
Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate your call. What happened to the other one from Cal? What was his name? George in San Francisco. You didn't want to hang on a few minutes? How much was it costing you? I thought you'd dial an 800 number. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John. Hey, Ron. I appreciate you carrying the story because I can't find it anywhere else on the internet.
Well, isn't that amazing?
I mean, even on the places where I should be able to find it,
mm-hmm.
some of the stuff that's even questionable didn't carry it. So it's pretty interesting to me, but it's a really good lesson, I think, for people that are just starting this journey, which I know a lot of your listeners who don't call in found you and they're listening and they're testing the water. It's easy to get caught up in that rabbit hole of the birth certificate and the crown and the Vatican and all those things that are probably really true. When it comes down to it, if you fight them in their arena, you better sure know their rules and you better keep an eye on them because they will cheat. And the Bundys and their lawyers did this exceptionally well. I've been following this. I watched it live way back when they first had the standoff. And they dotted every T and crossed every I or the other way around. And just like Ron does with this establishment, yes, it may be fictional, it may be unlawful, but if you are going to get caught or you're going to play in their arena, you better know what they're doing so you can do it better.
Yeah. And, study the ways of your enemy. Not too closely, hence you may become part of them, but, understand your enemy's ways. I am in full agreement. And this is why people might get a hard time understanding John, why do you watch MSNBC? You know, those are a bunch of communists. I want to find out what the communists are saying. You know, that's important. They're touting right now Michelle Obama for president in 2020. Holy mackerel. Well,
Oprah and Michael, what a ticket.
Yeah, Oprah and Michael.
Michelle, sorry.
Yeah, Michael, yeah. No, you get that right. But, you know, is Michelle Obama going to have really a chance for the president of the United States if her husband is put down for being a traitorous, treasonous person he was? I don't think so.
Well, no, and that just totally flashed in my memory. If you look back at the things that happened before the first restoration or the first proclamation of liberty, there are small things that occur distance miles in time from other events, and this Bundy event is a really big deal today.
It is. And by the way, I'll say this again, One America News Network was the only one to carry anything about this. And I've been watching them. They've been covering vaccines of late. They cover a lot of things that we cover on this network, maybe not in its depth, but they're putting it out there. Fox News isn't supposedly...
America and RBN will get some connection sometime.
Well,
crossover guests or something like that.
Well, let me tell you something. We have been here for almost 14 years. And we have been successful in the small scale that we are. And I knew the trick of this is not to blow it up big, not to have 1,000 stations connected to this network, because there would have been more hell thrown at us than you could possibly imagine. Not to talk about the expense of running such an operation. But I just knew doggone right well, no matter how big or how small we were, the key to this thing is longevity. That there have been so many people, Mike, that have come through the RBN door and they've walked out the back door, new people, by way of the information. So...
Yeah, and I think the truth is the bedrock of that, because if you continually tell the truth over and over and over, it permeates eventually. So,
eventually.
Good show. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate your call, Mike. Yeah, I have been amazed over the years. I mean, I have had judges. I've had law enforcement. I've had military. I've had mom and pop. I've had professionals. I've had the chief bottle washer or the garbage man. It had cut across any economic lines. It literally has. You know, having a college degree in this country doesn't make you necessarily smart. Hell, I'm a ninth grade dropout, and look what we've built here.
Yeah.
They didn't get their hands on me long enough to fully indoctrinate me.
Well, I'm not one that puts a lot of investment in education. I think that's easily taught through experience and getting out there and doing things. versus having someone lecture you what to do in life. This is why we're in the mess we're in right now, I think, because we don't have the thinkers. We have
the stinkers.
We have the liberals. You know, I've got a college education. I got this. I got that. And they have nothing. They don't even have a brain to reason out things.
Joe in California. Oh, he's back. Hello, Joe. No, a different one?
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi, am I on?
You're on.
Hi, I was just following up when I talked to you last year about some stuff, and we ran out because of the time, your time frame. Anyways, I was just calling about the Bundy issue.
Yes.
I was wondering why nobody's looked into the fact that the retired senators from Nevada that sold the Bundy land and then later changed the legislation they used Obama to allocate the land as tortoise refuge or...
Yeah, this was part of the Gold Butte National Monument, and that's what Obama did shortly before he left office. Yeah.
Right. What I was wondering is what gave Senator Richard Bryan and Harry Reid the right to sell Bundy's land when they didn't own it?
Well, why do you think Mr. Reid left Washington, D.C.? Because he could feel the hounds nipping at his heels, and he knew he wouldn't be able to survive it. Mr. Reid is going to try to disappear and bury himself as best he can, but it's not going to work because there's going to be civil lawsuits right in behind this one.
Right, but Harry Reid was working out in the bathroom and poked his own eye out, I guess. So
yeah,
or whatever happened, but
or somebody or one of his political adversaries got a little too close to him and could take a shot at him.
Yes. Yes. Right. When you look at it, you'll see that the Senator Richard Bryan was in a law firm called the Lionel Sawyer Collins Law Firm where the Reed family sons worked.
Mm-hmm.
They sold the Bundy land for $3.4 million to a foreign billionaire.
Now, how could they sell it for $3.14 million if it wasn't theirs to sell?
Exactly. Yep. And so they fabricated this thing. They used the county commissioners, you know, like Sisolak and the rest of the five-member board, to underappraise the Bundy land. And then they fabricated this story about being a tortoise land.
Right.
To create some sort of ability to generate fees and claim that the Bundys fed their cattle improperly when they didn't. But when you look at other people who so-called have property on tortoise land, you know, like the Station Casinos wanted to build a casino in a tortoise location, and then suddenly the tortoise issue was a non-issue and the casino was allowed to be built.
You know, it always fascinates me through all of their fountains and everything. This is a little off note, but... what's really fascinating to me is we have Sin City out in the middle of Nevada, out in the middle of the desert, sucking up a lot of electricity to power their slot machines and their electric signs. All the water that is pumped into the atmosphere by way of, fountains and whatever else, half of which just evaporates into nothing. You know, the resources that are being used for Sin City out there are pretty much unnecessary.
Right. What I was going to try to say was, once they sold the land and they didn't want to give the Chinese billionaire or whatever his money back, the Lionel Sawyer Collins Law Firm filed for bankruptcy to avoid having to repay the person who purchased the land. And then the guy that worked for Harry Reid, the Neil Korns guy, was quickly moved from one job to another. Obama pushed for a Senate nomination. They voted this Neil Korns guy in, and then suddenly they moved forward with trying to throw these people off the land, but they quickly dissolved the Lionel Sawyer Collins Law Firm to avoid having to repay the people.
And imagine all this stink that's happening right now, and we haven't even gotten around to Hillary Clinton yet, and, you know, the uranium sales or the Clinton Foundation, you know, we're starting to hear rumors here that...
it's all connected.
Yeah, no kidding. That's exactly my point.
And when you see like people like Tesla, who was given hundreds of billions of dollars in tax-exempt loopholes to build battery factories that are going to use these minerals that were supposed to be taken from land grabs, it just, you finally see that the dots are all connected. Everyone in Washington is in bed together, and it looks like the whole thing is getting ready to come down.
Well, and blow up. And I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to pop my popcorn, get out a cold can of beer, pop the top, and I'm going to enjoy the show.
Yes, but the sad part is the taxpayers have to fund all of this bread and circuses.
Joe, you know, there are going to be inroads, and there's going to be setbacks from time to time, and we've got to be willing to accept those, but keep our eye on the end game. And that end game scenario is to have a constitutional republic back with honest money. And the next clown that steps out of line and goes extra constitutional, that they at the very least be excused from office. It's time for the American people to stand up and to say what's acceptable and what is not. And I'm here to tell you, Joe, you're stuck out there in California, not surrounded by a bunch of constitutionalists, I'm sure. But I'm telling you, we are legion. There are millions and millions of Americans. And the indicator was voting for Trump. Is Trump a staunch constitutionalist? Hell no, he isn't. But the immediate changes that needed to take place, this is what he was spouting. This is what he was talking about. And this energy will only build. This is why they're still trying to get this guy out of office. He's got less than 3 years to go. They could suffer that and wait for their turn, but they can't. They can't. They're trying to quash the momentum that's going on in this country right now, and they've made him the figurehead at it. And they don't know. They haven't bothered to look around because there's millions of people just like me and just like you.
Well, what I think is because of the tremendous effort from your radio program and the What Really Happened radio show, we are able to not be silenced.
Well, and here's an exercise in keep walking and talking. Joe, I thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Kind of neatly wrapped that up. And then I threw in the Clinton Foundation and the Uranium One, and we're not done, folks.
John, do you see a parallel between Rob Roy, the aristocrats, and the Bundys in government? Isn't it kind of similar dynamics? Remember Rob Roy is they'd taken his wife. They did, you know, the aristocrats just controlled this man's life.
Yeah. But one good thing is you can still order a drink out in Vegas called a Rob Roy.
This is true.
Okay. George calling from a different number. Hopefully you won't get dropped from this one. Hello, George in San Francisco.
Yeah, that was very weird because, you know, I have a direct fiber line and I got dropped twice, so don't know what's going on. Thank you very much for playing Mr. Bundy's speech because we weren't going to hear it anywhere else here. Wow. You know, I really think it's time that we start asking to defund the BLM or at least cut its budget way back. I mean, they spent millions of dollars on the Bundy case over an $8,000 fee that they didn't really owe. And now is the time to ask for them to cut back that budget, don't you think?
Well, and you know, let's expound on that. I think we can do away with the CIA. The CIA is the one that starts the wars. The Pentagon comes up with the money and the means in which to do it, and the taxpayers are here funding it all for people to be dying around the world unnecessarily. We are in 144 theaters of operation right now, and this crap is going to stop.
I agree. And while we're at it, let's cut back the FDA that's gotten way out of control.
Oh, the useless FDA and the Centers for Disease Control. Look, you know, there are very bright and enterprising people. The stuff that had been done by the federal government could be done within our own states, done effectively and more cheaply, and use the brain power and axe the bureaucracy. Wow. Can you smell something coming here, George?
Yeah, can you hold me over? I got one other point.
Sure can. Fritz in the Ozarks, Chris in Las Vegas, and others, 800-313-9443. It's not turning out to be such a bad year, is it? Let's make it better.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
George and San Fran, go ahead.
My New Year's resolution, John and Ron, is that 2018 is the year where we do handle the truth, where we help America handle the truth. And, you know, that's more than just holding the truth in your hand. It's like handling a problem. When we handle a problem, we solve it, right?
That's right.
So handling the truth is doing something constructive with that truth once we have it, and we can handle it. So I want to chime in with you and say I think your idea for a conference is fantastic. It's great. And the reason I called in about this is because, John, actually, Ron, you and I met years ago over at Conspiracy Con in the Santa Clara area, where you and I met you through Robert Rowan, who I've known for many years, and we've worked together on health freedom and other issues. But that was a fantastic conference, and it started, the first one was in 2001, 3 months before 9/11, and it continued to about 2012 or so. Brian Hall was its organizer, and he was, he had to close down because of a credit card processing fraud that cost him $10,000, and he was already living on a shoestring. So this was a fantastic conference, and, we had 400 or 500 people.
I was a speaker at that one, wasn't I?
Yes, you were. You were talking about your book.
Oh, okay.
And I would just put in a request, John, that you consider holding your conference in Las Vegas, because there's more people from California than people realize that would be able to make the trip over there.
Wait a minute. Is the blood dried and the gun smoke, gunpowder smoke, has it cleared Vegas yet?
I hadn't thought about that. Yeah. Well,
you know, there's
I guess
one...
we're all going to have to go to Austin. Yeah, I don't know.
But... Texas, they're... We have roadsides down here, roadside signs down here in Texas that simply says, don't mess with Texas.
Well, I guess we're going to have to make the trek to Texas.
Yeah,
but,
I guess you might have, because Vegas is totally out of the question.
It's not like it used to be. You're right.
Yeah, no, that's
You're right. It's
that's
not like
sure.
it used to be.
That's for sure.
Neither is our state.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got that right.
Well,
all right,
I'll let
myself
go.
Okay, well, George, I appreciate your tenacity in ringing us back, even though you kept getting cut off. I thank you.
Take care now.
All right, you too. Fritz in the Ozarks. Hello, Fritz.
Hey, here I am. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. What's on your mind?
For the caller, a couple calls ago, he was looking for some websites to get more info on the Nevada stuff, the Bundy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going to Readout News. That's REDOUBT News.
You mean Readout?
And they're the local Readout.
Spell that again.
REDOUBT.
That's Readout. That's not Readout. Oh, Readout.
DOUT? Yeah. DOUBT.
Okay,
Like doubt with the R. Like doubt with the RE in front of it.
Okay, Readout, and what is it, .com?
Readoutnews.com, I believe, yes.
All right, great.
And they were the people on the ground who were at the trial every day, you know. And you can find a lot of good articles there. Also, the Oregonian, which is kind of a liberal paper, but there was a gal who covered the trials, and she started out, you know, kind of anti-Bundy, and she kind of came around during the course of the thing, and I haven't been there and read anything lately, but he might want to check that out. I go to YouTube, and again, some of the on-the-ground coverage, if you go to the channel on YouTube called J. Grady, and that's the initial J. Grady, G-R-A-D-Y, and you can see all the videos from today with Cliven walking out the front door and
yep.
all the people rejoicing on the sidewalk.
Yeah, that was some of the video I was reviewing today as well. All right, Fritz.
Yeah, and the after party that Tom mentioned, the luncheon, the after party lunch and so on.
Right.
On Jay Grady channel on YouTube, and also the Valley Forge channel on YouTube.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you,
okay.
Fritz. All right.
And if you got a minute and a half to the break or something?
About that.
I don't know. I'm not real familiar with what land was sold and so on. That from your last caller, that was some of that was news to me. But I'm not sure if the caller understands. The Bundy Ranch consisted of, you know, his land that was deeded to him, and then, you know, there was another couple hundred thousand acres or something, large amount of land that he owned the certain surface rights on the land. He didn't own the land.
Right.
He owned surface rights, grazing and water rights
right.
on that land.
And that was done through the federal government, their kindness.
Right.
Hence, this
and
is why they're charging the fees of which they accuse Bundy of not paying, totaling in millions of dollars, which was blatantly a lie.
Actually, I believe those are deeded. Those are the deeded rights that they refer to that they say they've owned since the 1800s. And surface rights like such as that are actually deeded, just like mineral rights are.
Mm-hmm.
My dad had a little piece of land up in Weld County, Colorado, and when he died, he left that to us, but he sold it to my brother-in-law, but my brother-in-law was kind of upset to find out he didn't sell him the mineral rights. He only sold him the surface rights.
Uh-huh.
And the mineral rights are owned by the siblings, you know, my brothers and sisters.
All right, well, Fritz,
and,
well, Fritz
they go with the land.
Okay.
If my brother-in-law sells the lands, the mineral
Fritz,
rights...
Fritz, I've got to go. You just talked us right into the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Chris, speaking of Las Vegas, Chris in Vegas, how you doing?
Very well, John, and I've certainly enjoyed the array of...
Uh-oh, they're after this guy, too.
No, my apologies, sir. In fact, they were after me. They arrested me this afternoon when I was going to another court proceeding for an alleged traffic violation, but fortunately I had the $100 in my pocket to bail out before they locked me up permanently. So that was a fortuitous stroke of luck.
You know, I'm still kind of fascinated and amused over a civil infraction that they're ready to kidnap you and throw you in a jail cell.
Oh, well, this is not just any person that arrested me. This is the same domestic terrorist, Antifa, fascist posed as an anti-fascist, posing as an FBI agent and Las Vegas Metropolitan Police so-called fatal defective detective, Kenneth Mead and his buddy Pete Merowitz and some of their other entourage of the so-called Southern Nevada FBI Joint Terrorism Anti-Terrorism Task Force.
And okay, now, is this a shared title? He's become an FBI agent, but he's actually attached to law enforcement in Nevada?
Well, that's a very curious situation. I know he is employed by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police, but he claims he's assigned full-time to the FBI, and he passes out business cards that have FBI to give the impression that he's a true FBI agent, although that might be impostering as a federal agent. And
No. I had one of these very creatures sitting not 3 feet from me in this very broadcast booth about 2 years ago. And he was Round Rock police detective, and he was working for the FBI.
Well, there's equal access to justice funds and probably other grants to states to put the federal nose and broaden the expanse into the states. And that's a kind of a mixing of jurisdictionals, which has some intriguing conceptual diversity issues that bring up things like Pinkerton Act, Brown Act, and maybe other aspects that may not be quite lawful, although it might be legal.
So these guys were there for you today, huh?
Oh, in fact, I was there for somebody else's case. I was on my way into the courtroom when they accosted me. Of course, this guy has towed two of my cars. He was involved with serving me the emergency temporary restraining order where they co-opted my wife to conspire with the police to frame the blame on me, the innocent victim. It's a very complicated thing, but I really called more to talk about the Bundys because it was such a really uplifting situation today. I was down there, boots on the ground. I could not get into the courtroom, but I was just outside and able to hear some things. And the professations of Gloria Navarro from the bench excoriating the prosecution for their egregious abuse of discretion and malicious prosecution. And there were a couple of other things that she said that were really noteworthy. Assault on the justice concepts of the most egregious kind. And this, whenever they do this extreme, this prejudice thing with prejudice, it really implies extreme prejudice. And, of course, the ramification of that is that everyone who aided and abetted in this malicious bad faith prosecution then becomes culpable, liable, and suitable for their bad faith acts with unclean hands. And that includes the U.S. attorneys, probably Stephen Myrie and maybe Daniel P. Bogdan before, maybe even up to Valerie Jeanrette, if she was the one that ordered this thing, as some have suggested. Then you might even also consider that you could reasonably make the case that Hillary Clinton and Harry Reid and Roy Reid and some of these other players could likely be charged in the murder of Lavoie Finicum. These are some really intriguing entendres that are pouring out. Remember, any time that you aid and abet that death occurs, you are just as guilty as the perpetrator themselves.
That's what I alluded to earlier. The FBI agents
exactly. That
we
Alista and whatever the other one's name was.
Yeah, that in the field doing their little kill list and taking the opportunity to seize the moment to do what they wanted to do in the field. Did this have the okay of the Department of Justice? Did this have the okay from the FBI? And whether they did or they did not, it still makes the FBI just as culpable if they were out there shooting Finicum themselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, what I really wanted to share with you and the listeners is the spirit of love, of relief, of celebration, of vindication. And Clive and Pundy, when he walked out of 333 Las Vegas Boulevard with his button free at last, it was just a moment that it was just to be preserved for history. It was fabulous.
You were out there today to witness that yourself.
I was. That was before they arrested me this afternoon. but Shauna Cox was there. Jeanette Finicum was there. Of course, Carol, the wife of LaVoie, was there. All the wives were there. Seeing Mel Bundy go up to Ryan Bundy and embrace each other with the love of brothers in defensive arms, the tears that were streaming up through their eyes of relief, of joy, of happiness, the people that were just giving, extolling the virtues of the Creator and thanking the Creator for interceding and intervening on this Gloria Navarro's position and forcing her to come to the conclusion that was virulently nearly unavoidable.
I think, Chris, what you saw was the best way out of it for Navarro, the federal prosecutors, and all the criminals attached thereto. They did the only exit strategy that they could do, but there's a problem here. Now there's time for civil action, and as we all have seen, we've witnessed in the past, that there is much more evidence that can be brought forth in one of these type of legal proceedings than can be brought in to a court of law, let's call it. But this is not going to stop. Grand juries will be, not only can, but will be impaneled as well. So this is not over, not by a long shot. Our toe is in the door, but we got to have a bunch of heft keeping that door open, because they certainly want to slam it right in our face.
Absolutely. In fact, I was sharing with Jeanette Finnegan this afternoon that the Fifth Amendment takings of her husband's life and effectually her income stream for a considerable length of time, unestimable, invokes her ability to circumnavigate the administrative procedures progress on a constitutional tort.
Yeah.
And she was quite intrigued about that concept. In my case, or the case the county has created against me, it's not my case. I didn't violate any law. I didn't break any rules or regulations. They came out and tried to start a fight with me at my place, attached me with an egregious abuse of military force, 15 to 20 units from Metro, all of them armed. I had at least 13 to 15 guns pointed at me when I walked out of my private property that was posted notoriously in two locations when they had sham legal fictitious paperwork to steal that 1957 Dodge worth $18,000 to $28,000, according to Emmings Motor News, because there were only 671 of those built in 1957. But the retaliatory class-based, animus-based, vindictive prosecution they've levied against me, trying to frame the blame on the victim, as many of our so-called Mossad friends like to do, there's a heavy presence of that element in our district attorney's office and the county itself here in Las Vegas. And of course, Harry Reid, he very likely is one of those also, so it's not unusual that we see Reid and Hillary Clinton, so on and so forth. So I'm seeing the exact same sorts of prosecutorial abuse of discretion, abuse of process in my case, or the case that I'm in, as in the Bundy case. In fact, I've got Brady Act violations, speedy trial violations. There really is nobody in the state because
Chris, let me ask you the obvious question. Why are they so afraid of you in Las Vegas? Why do they think that they can intimidate you and harass you? And what do you suppose that they feel that you are or what you represent, that they've got a hammer? I mean, they're the hammer, and you look like a nail, so they're there to nail you.
Well, I think my advocacy and activism and coming on shows like Tom's show, Resurrect Republic, on the Republic Radio Network,
Republic and, Broadcasting Network. Let's all get that straight.
.org.
Yes.
Yes. I've been stumbling over that for a day or two for some reason. I don't know why. There are other channels I also participate on and share my knowledge because I studied a due diligent extreme amount for quite a long time. Many years I've been studying this stuff almost incessantly.
Yeah, but again, what threat do you pose to the county there in Vegas? Or, I mean,
I want to give Chris a hint on something. Vegas is a chartered town, am I correct?
Yes, I think it's declared to be a UN sanctuary city.
Yeah, check out the charter. See if, and I already checked this out, I already did this. They never created an office of peace officer. Therefore, you have just civilians running around in uniform.
Yes, private foreign corporate mercenaries masquerading as public servants.
Yeah, and the only office they created was the Office of Police Chief. Now, constitutionally, they have to have an Office of Peace Officer, and they don't have them. So you just have citizens doing that, and you go after them that way.
Well, in fact, I can prove pattern, practice, and custom of abuse and malfeasance of the county commission, failure to properly instruct and to control their sheriff or their police chief, Of course, that's how they control the sheriff, having him subject to the county commission is what makes the county commission liable for the sheriff and the agency actors under their scope, sphere,
and
control.
And, Chris, the sheriff's name that's in that county, Clark County?
Joe Lombardo now, and former Gillespie was the former one.
Okay, so Joe Lombardi is, he's not an enviable position right now. He was there, and the feds had their hand inserted someplace in his body to make his mouth move. The Bundys are now out of jail. This guy, I don't think he's going to have a very restful night tonight.
Well, here's something that very few people know about Joe Lombardo. One of his platforms that he was promoting himself when he was running for office for sheriff against Gordon Martinez and others was that he was FBI Quantico crisis event management trained and also FEMA Fuse Ion Center trained. So he's been in bed with the feds for quite a long time before he came here. And that's why they have this warm and fuzzy relationship with the FBI and other agencies.
Well, that would go a long way to explaining as to why the agents were out there during his press conferences, literally directing what he needed to say or not say.
Oh, and that special new FBI chief here, director, Ruse, I think his name is, who was brought in specially from D.C., as the special intel operations manager there, who is married to John Podesta's daughter. Isn't that special?
Well, they're just an incestuous group, aren't they? All right, Chris, I thank you so much for your time, and thanks for being out there. And keep up the good fight. You've got them scared. I don't exactly know why they're afraid of you, but they are. Watch your six.
Well, thank you, Ron and John. It's been a pleasure.
All righty, sir.
Say, John?
Yes.
Quick question for you. How are those commercials doing for requesting donations?
They're on the uptick a little bit, and the other people haven't gotten the message yet. And we're going to keep playing it until they do. And I appreciate, by the way, Mike Rivero, because not only does that two-minute ad play on his program, he makes an appeal every time that ad runs on his show on this network to help support. Because literally, folks, because things aren't financially good the way the mainstream media is telling you and the pundits of Wall Street. You know, the Dow, I didn't even mention this, the Dow cracked 25,000 the other day, and I didn't even talk about it. Artificially inflated. You heard me earlier in the show, 7,000 stores shuttered their doors last year. That number is damn near going to double this year. And it ain't because of just the internet, folks. We still have 90 million Americans out of work in this country. There's your 4% unemployment and how they pulled off that magical act. They just don't count the people that don't have jobs anymore because they're not in the system applying for benefit. They're exhausted. They're done. They're gone. They've been shoved aside. So, folks, we are going the way of, I don't like to say PBS because PBS was sponsored by government as well. They got government grants. Could you imagine us getting a government grant here at Republic Broadcasting Network? Yeah. Fat chance of that one. But that's okay. We have weathered the depression that this country has been under since 2008. We weathered the recession that was well underway 2 years before that. And here we are in 2018, and things economically out there are really not any better. So we are appealing to the listeners of this network. I mean, seriously, sit down and ask yourself, what is this network worth to you, and will you support it? More so, will you support it on a monthly basis? And that can simply be done by going up to our site, republicbroadcasting.org. The donate button will take you to the PayPal page. You do not have to be a member. You can make a one-time, a good-sized donation there, and then consider what you can donate per month. Some people are donating 25, others are donating 50, many of you are donating 100, and some folks out there are donating more than that every month. So let's pick up the slack here, let's get the bills paid, because I'm telling you, Ron, I'm a totally different person, and my brain works differently. When it hits the reset and the pressure's off, hence we're starting to talk about speakers conferences down here in Austin, Texas. This frees us up to do things that we have to do. I mean, there's no manual on this. And we're not flying by the seat of our pants. We're using tried and true methods, and we plan on sticking around. And that's going to be up to you folks out there. We still have a few sponsors that have stayed with us, stayed strong, and we appreciate them. Prior to 2008, we didn't have any problem. We never asked for donations for this network because, quite frankly, we didn't need them. We drummed up enough money through advertising that allowed us to pay our bills every month. Well, here we are. Here we are in January of 2018, and we've switched this. We're going to make this listener-supported. And when we don't need any more money, we will tell you. Okay? We're not building bank accounts here, and I'm not buying fancy sports cars. That's for damn sure. This is all for the cause. Just call me a prick on a mission. And anybody gets offended by that, I apologize, but that's what I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We are back. Do I know who this next gentleman is? I wonder, is this possibly Murr in Wisconsin?
It is.
How you
How
doing?
Are you?
Good.
I just want to slip this in there. That was false news that came out, and Chris keeps repeating it. He needs to check his memory bank there. Aaron Rouse is the FBI CIA guy. Gordon Ralph is Podesta's son-in-law.
Okay. All righty.
Just wanted to stick that in there.
Okay. Aaron Ralph. Okay.
Aaron Ralph is the CIA FBI guy. Okay. Gordon Ralph is the son-in-law. It was that Dimitri Beck after your newswire or whatever that was getting clickbait back then.
Okay. All right. Are you the Wisconsin book 2 grand?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
Welcome, Mr. Sunshine. Keep shining.
I'm going to do exactly that, Mer. I appreciate that very much.
Okay. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, dear.
And Mikey.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'll tell you what. We got some mighty fine people out there, and you just heard from one of them. Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Roxanne in Texas, we'll make you the last call here. Running out of time.
Hi. I wanted to kind of do a flow into the Bundy situation with the BLM-type people. I worked with, not for, the Secret Service. There's a difference. Anywho, when I was out in Vegas 205, I just went up for fun for the Super Bowl.
Right.
And a bunch of people came up to me. I was staying at Caesars. They were staying at the Tropicana. They were in the Frank Sinatra suite before that place got tore down. They were the HBT. That's the Hostage Barricade Terrorist Team. They were out of Chicago. I got the T-shirt. But it was real interesting to learn what these people were all about and how they would like. They would openly tell you, well, we take first dibs when we enter a place and we'll steal the Rolexes. And I mean, they were just talking like that. So just imagine from 205 to 218 how corrupt a lot of these folks have become. It's unsettling.
And then, Roxanne, that's why I said if any of these agents in the field are making up their own rules of engagement, their bosses, and I mean up to and including the boss, the top boss, needs to take responsibility for this. And you watch how fast this stuff will start to clear up.
Yes, sir, because, if they're out bragging about this, and now they're all clamoring up, type thing. I mean, whether it be Hollywood, whether it be your judges, whether it be your police, politicians, even your school moms, it's time to shine the light on this nonsense and let's start anew.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Roxanne. I appreciate it very much. And you know, that's a good message to end this broadcast with, is it is now in our hands. I mean, it always has been, but Ron, I think it's becoming more evident to people that this is what we are to do. And
yes.
As I said, we're at a tipping point. It is up to us, this generation, right now, to start making these changes. And one of the first approaches to this, I said it, and I'll keep saying it, and I'll keep repeating it until people get tired of it ad nauseum. Keep walking and talking. There are millions of us. Ron McDonald, thank you, my friend.
Hey, a pleasure, John.
All righty, sir. We will see you next Monday. And, folks, we'll see you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. If you're feeling a little frisky or feeling that you don't want to wait, you can call up the network at 800-724-2719. Hit extension 3. Make a donation to Mikey. He'd be happy to take it. Or go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.